This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Rupert Museum are busy and active, and the person to tell us all about that is Elise Marie Schoenby. Elise, I went to see Diversity, and I also saw Casted, your two current shows. Can we start with Diversity, Fiber Art, which I found quite a fascinating selection.
Yes, it is fascinating. I must say, fiber art is one of those genres that people not consider as high art. But I must say, the selection that was put together by myself and guest curator Dolbuerta, fabulous.
What really impressed me, yes, you're talking, one assumes about texture. Mm. And yet sometimes that wasn't the issue. So let's talk a little bit about that sense of feel and touch that you... And yes, also it's very hard not to touch the work.
Yes, exactly. I must pull myself back to say no touching, please, because you just want to touch. But the amount of texture and color that the artists were able to put together with using textile and fiber and the variety of stitches is just amazing. It draws you in, all those works, and the beautiful dialogue that it forms between each artist that's just talking about diversity. Diversity in their practice, diversity in their approach to making these mixed media works, because some of these artists are actually classified as mixed media artists and not just as fiber art.
Well, for instance, Pierre Fauchet, I was quite interested to see him doing very specific work rather than
yes,
mixes
yeah.
and
his prunk rolls, yeah. Great examples of the amount of skill that he can employ into rope tying.
And what about using buttons? I mean, that impressed me. A portrait in buttons?
A portrait in buttons based on pixelization by Zaima Amin. Amazing work, a very deep-rooted work as well. She's concerned with loss, family member passed, and all you might have seen the little strings and a gut that's still pulling from the buttons. That's all the loose ends that she's trying to bind up dealing with this loss.
Well, the textures were quite extraordinary, but as I said, one of the things that intrigued me as well is how some actually flatten their work into stitches, which both in terms of, let me see if I can pronounce it, Angie Weiswanger.
Yes, correct.
Which was just, and Mandy Schindler.
Yes, amazing work. Mandy Schindler is actually an architect. And if you look at her work, the scale and the volume, you can just see the buildings build up in her work. So very much architect practice coming through.
Well, I hope we've tempted you to go have a look-see, because you've got to have a look. It's an impressive collection. It's Diversity Fiber Art. Then the other one, going to, again to a different medium, is Casted. Tell us a little bit about that and the four artists you've chosen.
So part of the collection that we house is mainly focusing on sculpture. And the idea to bring new dialogues up in front of the visitor is to invite contemporary artists that we bind up with artists from our collection. And this rotation is Café Kollwitz, Anton van Vaux from the collection, and then invited Wim Buerta and Angus Taylor. So it's basically looking at the medium of bronze and where it can go, because both Taylor and Buerta is pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, they certainly are, but yet there is a dialogue, which I found very interesting. But what I was fascinated by, I walk in and there are Café Kollwitz and van Vaux, and very traditional but so different, and which I thought was a lovely statement to begin with,
yes,
coming from very different cultures and very different viewpoints. And then seeing these relationships, and yes, I was sort of anticipating Wim Buerta and his way out to look at and fractalization and all of that. But then I see this dialogue of Angus Taylor and those portraits, which brought me back to Café Kollwitz. Do you want to just comment on
definitely
the way you
put things
out? I think
all these artists are very much focused to the identity. I mean, if you look contemporary, look at Buerta and Taylor, they are challenging what is identity. And even in their work, they don't give you the identity, where Kollwitz and van Vaux gave us the identity back in the day. Very much stuck to the tradition. So I love that contrast and juxtaposition between the two that's making us think, who are we? What are we seeing?
And that's very important. And to go and see it, you can also have the added advantage, because tomorrow, I see, is Museum Saturday.
Yes, so Museum Saturday, every last Saturday of the month, a program filled with talks, pop-up menus from the cafe, as well as live music and workshops. So check us out on social media. The whole program is available, as I said, last Saturday of every month.
Lots of good reasons for going to the Rupert Museum. We've just been speaking to Elise Marie Schoenby. And if you want to know more, knowing what's happening on the visual performing arts scene, do get hold of mapmyway.co.za or pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts map. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Sights Unseen, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville, showcases new acquisitions. On show for the first time, and hidden gems not seen in the gallery for many years, works by celebrated artists and some new kids on the block, Franz Stoker and Blessings Ngubane. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30. Entrance to the gallery is free. Email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za or visit blog.sanlam.co.za and make your date.